This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Chris Vandercook.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. You may have grown up hearing the slogan, reading is fundamental. That organization has been around for decades, but chances are you weren't being taught to read when you were a baby. For the last 15 years, Robert Titzer has championed early literacy with Your Baby Can Read. The program's ads came under fire starting last year from the Federal Trade Commission for deceptive language. The trial is scheduled for April of next year. Meanwhile, Robert Titzer is in Hawaii this week as the featured speaker at the United Healthcare Baby Expo, and he joins us this morning. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
When people hear Your Baby Can Read, the natural inclinations, but babies aren't supposed to read. They don't have the cognition yet. They don't have the ability. And you say, no, that's not so, and you got the studies to prove it.
Well, what I would say is if you think of reading as this difficult skill to learn later in life, then you may think in the same way that you just said. However, if you think of it as understanding the written language, and then you consider that babies learn every other aspect of language more naturally and more easily than older people, then you start to think that, well, maybe we have been looking at this in the wrong way for all this time, because babies can learn second languages, sign language, spoken language, receptive language without effort. They don't have to make an effort to try. And the reason for that is the number of new synapses related to language acquisition peaks around 11 months of age.
And children learn more before the age of five than they end up learning throughout the rest of their childhood, and some would say the rest of their lives, depending upon whether they continue to learn or not. But certainly, given the size of a child's head given to the rest of their body, that's where all the attention is going.
Right. About 75% of the mass of the brain is formed by age two, and the average parent is doing very little in those first 2 years of life to help the child's brain development. Most parents in Western societies, anyway, are thinking more about which diapers to use, which stroller to buy, all of these other kinds of decisions, and not about their child's brain development. But if you put about 75% of your effort in the first 2 years of life, instead of waiting until the child is older and then the child may have learning problems, I think you would get better results.
Which is what you've been saying for the last 15 years or so.
Yes.
The problem with the issue with the litigation with the FTC that came about last year is because of the ad campaign and specifically around the words proof and proven.
Right. Yes. Those are words that I personally do not use. I sold the rights to Your Baby Can Read to another company in September of 2007. I had had no problems whatsoever up until the time that I sold the rights. And then once they started advertising, they were doing extremely well. And so sometimes when companies are doing well, other companies seek a competitive advantage and file complaints against their competitors. And that's what happened in this case. The one of our competitors filed a complaint, and then they now have a product that is designed to teach toddlers how to read also.
So why are you on the hook?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's more of a, we were an easy target, and I am an easy target to the FTC. They have many dozens of highly paid attorneys. I have one attorney. I'm going to fight this case until the end, because I'm never going to say that babies cannot read. They're actually telling me that babies can't read. I have been the judge of baby reading contest in Hong Kong. They've had baby reading contest in Singapore, where our products have been very popular for a long time. And it's obvious to anyone who can do a search online and look at babies reading all over the world, or look at the studies that we have, that babies can read.
So with all of that evidence that you point to, which you say is fairly easily accessible,
yes,
why don't they take that into account? I mean, it sounds like you feel like you've been targeted unfairly.
Well, I do feel like I've been targeted unfairly, and I'm not going to give in to them. I think they are used to companies giving in to them, and so they settle out of court, which is what the company that I sold the rights to settled out of court. They denied any wrongdoing of any kind, and they denied it very fiercely, but they ran out of money because they were being sued by the FTC, and that's not an easy position to be in.
So they've settled, but the court case...
I refuse to settle.
Right, the court case goes on because
of you.
That's
correct, yes.
And we really won't have more information about that for at least about another 9 months or so.
I'm not really sure. This is the first time I've spoken about it in an interview because a lot of journalists, and I've got quotations around that, in the U.S. just repeated the FTC's version of the story with no input from anyone else.
Nobody asked you?
That's correct. Yes. I had one reporter from Australia ask me questions, but American reporters just repeated the FTC's side of the story, which I saw as inaccurate. There was inaccurate and deceptive information in their press release.
Specifically what?
Well, they made it look like they had incorrect information about who the CEO was. I mean, just factually incorrect information. They knew that it was incorrect, and they made it look like the vote was 5-0 when I do not think that was the case.
The vote of what?
Commissioners of the FTC. I think it was a very political vote.
And you're going to continue to pursue this. And
that's
against
correct.
This backdrop, you're out there still spreading the message that children can read and babies specifically can read. So let's talk about some of those studies that you point to. Double-blind studies where there's someone watching a baby's eyes as you're showing two flashcards and asking the baby to identify a specific word?
Yes, that's one way of testing, because there are not standardized measures for testing babies to see if they can read. So I can talk about many different studies that have been done on the product. I think the most impressive ones are that the babies who used Your Baby Can Read for at least 7 months had higher language scores in every area in which they were tested. So they did better with receptive language, expressive language, overall language scores, and overall cognitive scores. These were babies up until 23 months of age. So they were between 10 and 23 months of age when tested. They'd watched Your Baby Can Read for about an hour a day for 7 months. And they were compared to a same socioeconomic status control group. And it was not close. The babies in the Your Baby Can Read group, none of them ended up below average. And on some of the tests, over half of them were above average. And if you just think about it logically, many words in English sound almost exactly the same. So if you give the baby additional sensory information about what the words look like, then the babies were learning the words more quickly.
So there's no phoneme confusion.
That's correct, yes. And I know I'm not good with learning other languages. For instance, when I try to learn French, I really can't even say the word again a few minutes later. But if I see the word and hear it, I'm more likely to remember it a little bit better.
Well, the more senses that you engage as you learn,
yes,
the better your chances of remembering it. But specifically, these studies that were done were independent studies, not done by you.
Well, there are many different kinds of studies. Some of the studies...
The one that you said that is the most impressive.
Oh, the one that I just mentioned, I did not do. This was Dr. Thompson and a team of researchers who conducted three different studies, the ones that I just mentioned.
All right. Well, I wish we had more time to talk. Glad to talk to you while you're here, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Robert Chitzer, PhD, researches infant learning. He's taught in public schools in Guam and California. He's the creator of Your Baby Can Read, and as we've been talking about, the program's ad campaign is still in litigation with the Federal Trade Commission. Meanwhile, he's in Honolulu this week to speak at the United Healthcare Baby Expo. More information is on the website.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams.